The first applet treats signals x of n with fundamental period 5, a number small enough that each of the 5 terms in a discrete time Fourier series, that is, each of the 5 frequency components, can be displayed. Also shown are the corresponding magnitude spectrum, a plot of magnitude A sub k versus k, and phase spectrum, a plot of angle A sub k in radians, with the range minus pi to pi. Notice that the coefficients in these spectra repeat with period 5. 2 repetitions are displayed so that the additional features can be illustrated. Remember that you can pause or replay this audio clip at your convenience. Begin by choosing to input x of n and click above n equals 0 to set a non-zero value there while leaving the other 4 values of x of n at 0. You might want to set the speed to slow initially and then click play. Confirm that the signal has real and equal coefficients a sub k by noting the magnitude spectrum and the all zero phase spectrum. To more closely observe the sum of frequency components, you can make use of the pause button and you can re-click play to repeat. By investigating the formulas for the representation, you can see that the frequencies of the terms are the integers 0 through 4 times the fundamental frequency 2 pi over 5. Recall that in discrete time, the high frequencies are near pi radians per second, and low frequencies are near 0 and 2 pi. Check your intuition by observing the behavior of the frequency components. Isn't it fascinating to watch the frequency components add up to the signal values? Of course, the discrete-time Fourier series for this simple signal seems much more complicated than the signal itself. You might wonder why the representation is of benefit. As a partial answer, recall the eigenfunction property of complex exponentials with respect to linear time invariant systems. The response to a complex exponential input is a complex number times the same complex exponential. And linearity implies that the response to a sum of complex exponentials is the sum of the individual responses. This gives an important advantage to the discrete-time Fourier series representation, since most signal processing involves linear time-invariant systems.